This is Regal Recommends. Ashley Franklin previewing this week's films at the Regal Cinema. Roman J. Israel, Esquire, stars Denzel Washington, and that might already be enough for you to book a seat. It should be, actually, because he received his 8th Oscar nomination for his playing of the titular character in a dramatic thriller which takes a hard look at the iniquities of the US legal system. Roman is a veteran of social justice and the silent partner in a two-man law firm specialising in human rights cases. When his partner goes into a coma, the struggling firm is forced to shut down, and for the first time in decades, this man of honour and routine faces uncertainty and a complicated murder case that compromises his morals. One of the key elements of this film is that Roman is very much out of his time. He's got a 70s afro haircut, fat ties, huge glasses, and enormous lapels. More pertinently, he's a brilliant legal mind, but it's trapped in the body of a twitchy social misfit. It's also pretty clear that Roman is on the autism spectrum, as Washington actually studied Asperger's to prepare for this role. He's also someone who speaks his mind, and all this makes his dealings with people very awkward, as this clip demonstrates.
My client, Mr. Darrell Ellaby, is interested in discussing a deal.
I have 40 open cases, so refresh me.
A convenience store shooting, an Armenian man was killed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have it.
The shooter in this case is a fugitive, Carter Johnson. My client may know his whereabouts and might be willing to testify.
He'll deliver on that?
Well, that depends.
If you waive all objections and appeal and he's willing to cooperate, then we'll drop the assault and kidnapping and we'll reduce murder one to manslaughter voluntary, 10 years.
Involuntary, 3 to 5.
Voluntary manslaughter, 10 years. It's a good deal.
It's an enema of sunshine.
You know what, I don't have time for this.
Well, I'm sorry for taking a nanosecond off of your assembly line rubber stamp existence.
The people withdraw their offer.
I don't care. What the, hello?
Well, at this point, Roman J. Israel Esquire has been tossed into the real world of criminal law, which is difficult for a man who refuses to compromise his integrity. There are strains here of the film Michael Clayton, so if you enjoyed that George Clooney film, this will be well worth viewing. But as I said earlier, it could be well worth viewing for Washington alone. Just listen to what the critic from the Vulture website says. Washington's performance is tender, heartfelt, and layered. It's fascinating watching Washington operating at such a different tenor than the rest of his career, reveling in a sloppy awkwardness that reveals the intimately human dimensions of civil rights activism, criminal justice, and the desire to fit in a world that refuses to understand you. That's Roman J. Israel Esquire on All This Week. Phantom Thread is a fascinating film and a must-see as well if you've ever admired the remarkable Daniel Day-Lewis, as this is, so he says, his last film. Daniel Day-Lewis was Oscar-nominated, as was his co-star Leslie Manville, and the film was also nominated for Best Picture and Best Director. The only Oscar it won, and BAFTA for that matter, was Best Costume Design, and when you see the film, you'll know why. After all, we are in the glamorous post-war world of London high fashion, and the gowns are fabulous because Day-Lewis's character, couturier Reynolds Woodcock, services the wealthy and the titled, hairesses and socialites, dames and debutantes. He lives, as you'll see, a refined and ordered existence, but it's sent off kilter when he falls for a waitress and she becomes his muse and lover. So this is one very sophisticated swan song for Day-Lewis. Interestingly, as Day-Lewis plays his final role, the actress who plays Alma, the woman he becomes involved with, is in her first role. She's from Luxembourg. Her name is Vicky Creeps, and I can see why one critic has seen in her performance a touch of Ingrid Bergman's enigmatic beauty. I have to say that this film is like a dress of heavy velvet. It's hard to pin down. You could say it's a film of many silken layers. It's an exploration of the creative process. It's a portrait of an artist, too. Day-Lewis is a fragile, neurotic perfectionist, and it makes for a fascinating study of the life of a couturier. It's also a tense love story and even a dark comedy at times. I laugh quite a lot. Another layer of this film, well, two layers really, is its sound and vision. At times you can just sit back and wallow in the finery of the visuals. And at the same time, there's the music, which is very constant in this film. The score is by Radiohead's Johnny Greenwood, and he too was Oscar nominated. The music has been beautifully described as a golden thread that stitches the pieces of the film's bewitching garment together. Okay, I have to say I found the film a curate's Fabergé egg, but other cinema-goers told me how they found it absorbing, beautiful, mysterious, and, as I said at the outset, fascinating. Phantom Thread. This week's satellite screening is a must-see if you love Michael Caine, you're from the 60s, or you wonder why all those groovy people from the 60s harp on about it so much. The documentary My Generation, narrated by and starring Michael Caine, is a light, engaging and playful romp through the cultural revolution that was the swinging 60s, and the societal upheaval it caused that still resonates today. 6 years in the making, sourced from over 1,600 hours of footage, extensive research, and over 50 interviews with key players like David Bailey, Joan Collins, Roger Daltrey, Marianne Faithfull, and Twiggy, plus the finest pop that any decade produced, My Generation is a tour of a defining era by an actor who lived it and loved it.
Growing up in London in the 1950s was predictable and dull. My generation demanded a new beginning. I wanted to be an actor from the age of 10, but people with my background hardly ever became actors. All I wanted was to get a true Cockney character on the big screen, and I got the chance to do it. The old rule book was being torn up and thrown away.
Everything was dull and grey, you know, and we wanted colour.
The Permissive Society is considered by some youngsters to be trendy and witty.
People try to put us...
It was the first time the future was shaped by young people.
Just because we get around.
They've got all these rules of how to live, and it's just not true anymore.
You didn't hear models speak, but then you did.
And they've never shut me up.
We must rid the country of don't care.
Police raided Keith Richards' house. My generation,
baby. This isn't the first generation that's questioned the moral values of the last generation.
It was our time. The best time of our lives. What was it all about? I'm going to show you.
Well, what makes this Wednesday screening special is that after the film, there will be a live satellite Q&A with that very man, Michael Caine, and the film's director, David Batty. My Generation, this Wednesday at 6:30. Also at the Regal this week, The Greatest Showman, and there's a special sing-along version too, on Saturday at 8:30 and Sunday at 2:15. And you have a chance in the wake of the Oscars to see Gary Oldman's astonishing performance as Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. Next week at the Regal, the winner of the Best Picture Oscar, The Shape of Water, and also Black Panther. This has been Regal Recommends.